teller and told him his decision. He was disappointed, Beta recalled. I was relieved.
Yet, despite Weisskopf's pivotal role, Teller was convinced that Oppenheimer was responsible for Beta's volte-face.
In the meantime, Oppenheimer was having his own difficult conversations, agonizing over the issue, despite his scientific, policy, and moral qualms. Taking his role as chairman of the GAC responsibly, he made a concerted effort to restrain his instincts and inclinations. He had put himself in a listening mode. But Conant felt no such restraints. Upon receiving Oppenheimer's letter of October 21st, he responded sharply. He told Oppie, probably in a phone call, that if the super ever came before the General Advisory Committee, he would certainly oppose it as folly.